Welcome to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, December 1st through Christmas Day.
Saturday, December 14th, The Holiness of the Season, by Brandy Johnson. Hebrews 10:19 through 20. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, He has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through His flesh. There is a yearning for me at Christmas to carve out time to sit and savor the stillness and quiet of the season. I love Christmas music, movies, candles, and this special cinnamon decaffeinated tea. I cherish being with my family and spending time with those of you in our biblical community. I adore the aroma and taste of homemade gingerbread, but sitting in silence and looking up at the lights of the Christmas tree, free from the distractions of the season, is a holy moment for me. Sitting during this time of year and being still is not something that comes naturally for me, but it is a need and desire of my heart. If this doesn't sound like the Christmas season that you experience, try it. Find a way to sit in the dark, surrounded only by the light of a Christmas tree. There is something wonderful about those moments that can be truly holy, being alone with a Savior. Now, I have often wondered what it might have been like to have been in the Holy of Holies, the place where God dwelt with man on earth in the tabernacle. Scripture describes an inner area partitioned off by four pillars that held up a floor-to-ceiling, multicolored curtain. And behind this curtain or veil was where the Shekinah, the presence and glory of God, resided. This was a place accessible only to the high priest, and there were numerous Levitical laws detailing the precise protocol for the high priest to follow as he entered and exited the place where the presence of the Lord resided. When the Lord descended to earth as a baby, born in a manger, Jesus became the dwelling place, the Holy of Holies of God. Colossians 2:9 reveals that within Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. We see that the glory was somewhat veiled, and that Jesus didn't have an impressive form or majesty that we should look at Him, no appearance that we should desire Him. Isaiah 53:2. He came to be the sin offering required for both those in the past and for us now, in an amazing, extraordinary, majestic, mysterious, and prophetic manner. As His body was torn and broken on the cross for our sin, the veil to the actual temple tore. He invited us into His presence at that moment. We are welcomed into the Holy of Holies, into His divine presence. If the glory of the Lord is described as radiant light, much brighter and more beautiful than my moments sitting in my living room beside my Christmas tree, imagine that beauty multiplied, amplified. Think of the audible gasp we will all make when we are in His physical and heavenly presence one day. That beauty will captivate our eyes so immensely that we will never move them off of Him. The wonder and awe of being in His glory will surpass that of any lit Christmas tree, leaving us utterly overwhelmed. So, until then, eagerly wait. Allow yourself to be drawn to holy moments with Him. What does the unveiling of your heart look like when you sit in His presence?
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.